Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Bonus episode of the fucking big Starlet
podcast. How's it going, everyone? That's all.
I'd love to see you do a job interview.
A real one?
Yeah. Like, just for an...
What position?
Not a major job or anything. Just like kind of... We're looking to employ Amazon warehouse supplier or stocker. I'd love to see you do an interview. Do you think you'd do good?
I think I'd get it handy, yeah.
Do you?
100%. What can you bring to the table?
Them boxes.
Them boxes will be put on the table and delivered to people's houses. Any questions?
Yes, we have questions.
Before we lose the run of ourselves and start doing fake job interviews.
Yeah,
I was tempted.
First of all, Joe.
What?
This is going to, just before I get to this, this is going to be a strange bonus episode for all of us, I think. Because...
It's all given him...
Yeah.
What? Hey?
No.
Complete opposite.
Praise, admiration.
He doesn't want it.
Usually I would want it, but if it's for running a marathon, then I think it's ill-guided.
He doesn't want it. Take it back, everyone.
Yeah.
My brother ran the New York Marathon the other day.
So what?
Did it in 3 hours.
Less than three hours. That's impressive. Fair play to him that for doing impressive. That. Like,
is that longer?
No, it's a marathon.
Are all marathons the same?
Yeah.
Then? Fuck off, you're lying.
Right.
It's probably easier because it's flatter. So I done a tougher marathon.
You did.
Thank you.
And you were able to keep going twice as long.
Yeah.
So you're telling me all marathons are 42 miles?
Kilometres.
Kilometres, yeah.
Same thing. Really?
26 miles.
Yeah.
So you can't just add on an extra few?
No.
Why?
Because it's a marathon.
That's the distance he went before he died.
So that's what a marathon is that length of running is a marathon.
All the talk of marathons we've done on this podcast the last couple of months.
I didn't feel the need to ask. I'm not open to the marathon world.
But we would repeatedly mention, Joe, a marathon is 26 miles.
I just thought the Dublin Marathon was 26 miles. Like, the marathon you're doing is 26 miles. I thought, like, maybe the New York one is, like, 180 miles.
Okay. Stephen says...
Steo.
He says, I just wanted to say the very good spice bag is hands down the best spice bag me or my partner have ever tried. Well worth the price. And even though the curry sauce was watery, it was perfect in flavour. Hoping to see the truck out again soon.
Yeah, so am I. I'm hoping to see it out soon as well. There's Christmas markets and everything.
Get a bit of corn flour in that fucking...
Honestly, what I do put in it, I wasn't working on the night, but what I would put into it would be coconut flour. That thickens it up right good. And then you keep the flavour. And it has a nice creamy consistency to it because it's coconut and then chilli. Oh, she's fucking gorgeous when I make it.
Is it?
It's a lot of effort though.
Don't be letting anyone else make it then.
I can't. I'm not always there.
Teach them the way.
I've got it. I've got to.
What's going on anyway?
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the spice bag.
Yeah. Dylan says, well, holy God, the slice of humble Jesus pie I have to choke down now that Joseph Bleeding McGuckin has ran a Jesus marathon. Well done, Joe. Amazing work altogether.
I don't like this.
It's not impressive. Stop with, don't praise me for this. There's lots of things that I feel like I've done that deserve praise, but this is not one of them, in my opinion. Because I don't think it's that hard. I think Darren could do it.
Well, thanks very much.
I do.
If that's the bar.
Well, the bar is that anyone could do it. You know what I'm saying? That's my point.
Jack says.
Well done, Joe. Brilliant. Yeah, what? Are we giving him stick or what?
Well, Jack said in October, on the 1st of October, Jack wrote to us to say, he asked me to please check Joe's ego / delusion. He said it's getting out of hand. He said at the time of sending this, Joe has on his Instagram story the fact he's been offered a ticket to the Dublin Marathon. If he doesn't accept this and pay the piper, he's a fraud. Jack writes to us on the 30th of October. He says, just want to congratulate Joe on his marathon heroics. He stuck to his work and proved all the naysayers wrong. So all we can do now is hold our hands up and give him his dues. All outlandish statements. See, this was the real danger of letting him do the marathon, right? That's me, not Jack, saying that. But here we go. Jack says, all outlandish statements and claims will now be taken as gospel from the man himself.
Ooh, which I wanted to bring this up on last week's main episode when we were discussing the live show and stuff like that. Another thing that I was correct about, after the live show, who were you talking to in the pub afterwards?
A few people.
But in particular, I think you were talking to a zookeeper.
I was.
Yeah.
And what did he say to you?
I was actually talking to two zookeepers.
And what did they say to you about wild animals?
I can't remember exactly what specific part of the animal kingdom we were talking about, but I do remember him saying to me, Joe's not completely wrong.
Oh, that's another victory for me. About wild animals. Like, there's no such thing as a wild animal. And the zookeeper was like, he's not completely wrong.
But not right. So,
well, not wrong. Not wrong. No such thing as wild animals. Telling you this. And lads, how long have I been spouting about beds and stadiums and now they're everywhere? I mean, there's something in the air.
That's an argument.
Something in the air.
Okay, so Joe, there you go. The public have made a dramatic turn to your direction.
Thank you. It's undeniable.
They all love you. They love them, they do.
It's just when you can't deny. They're confused. That's what they are. They're confused. They think they're impressed. But they oughtn't to be.
Aren't. They oughtn't to be possessed.
They ought not to be.
They ought not to be possessed.
Andy in Athlone wants to know if you'd prefer spice on everything or nothing.
Spice on everything anyway.
I'd put spice on everything. Well, not everything. I don't put spice on a shepherd's pie.
Toast?
Oh, you put pepper on a shepherd's pie.
Chocolate?
Pepper. I thought he was talking about
chocolate.
Like...
chili chocolate?
Is he talking like spice as in like chilies rather than pepper?
I read you the email.
I know pepper is a spice, but it's not really a spice.
No, I don't think pepper counts. I think this has to be...
Pepper is more like a...
Seasoning. Yeah, condiment.
So what's going on it then? Frank's hot sauce.
I think we all know the spirit in which chilies, Andy is asking
chili flakes,
this.
I would say.
Chilies. Chili peppers.
Chili peppers, yeah. Or maybe paprika. I'd allow paprika as the lower level of spices for this question.
Isn't paprika just a pepper?
No.
And chilies are chili peppers.
Do you know what I make a nice...
Pepper.
Chicken bacon and mozzarella arrabbiata with chilies.
Do you?
And it's fucking... Tell you one thing. I might open a food truck with this shit.
Pasta. Fucking cheap. Cheap. Yeah. Cheap pasta. But
chili flakes on that. All over it.
Yeah.
I want to be whacked out of it. With the heat.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want... If I'm not on the toilet the next day, it wasn't good.
Tell me more.
That's it.
I want to hear... What happens on...
Nah, I won't be telling you.
Yeah, you have to have a bit of spice. You have to have a bit of heat in everything. You know?
No, not everything.
I think everything.
There's some things that you don't have heat in. Like spice. A spaghetti bolognese. It's
chili powder all over that.
No way.
Yep.
That's just taco.
Black pepper on everything.
Yeah, but that doesn't really like ignite your fucking spice. Your heat levels. Like it's just...
When you say chili powder, is that what you're kind of getting at then?
Oh, I'd say chili flakes.
Sure.
Chili flakes?
Chili flakes in a jar.
I would definitely put chili flakes. I would like... I don't do it because the kids and mouth, they'd be on fire, but I'd definitely put a chilies in a bolognese. Be like
what
a chili.
What about a fry?
Yeah. Oh, imagine a spicy sausage.
No.
On an egg? Spicy
like
egg?
Egg, yeah. You could put that with a, like a...
Yeah.
On a slice of sourdough. toast with some avocado.
Oh, stop, yeah. Chili flakes and anything, man, yeah. Rather than plain, get the fuck out of here with that plain shit or throw it back in your face, put some chili flakes on that now.
And I used to not like chili. I wouldn't be able to eat anything spicy, but now I'm a real taste for it, like.
Mm.
We used to not be able to eat spicy stuff. People like that.
My brother hates garlic. Anything with a hint of garlic in it, he can't stand it.
I feel like garlic goes into everything.
It does, yeah.
Like, I think garlic should go into everything, like, you're cooking.
Great, I agree.
Because garlic, it gets all the flavours together, I think.
But yeah, spicy. To answer your question.
Yeah, spicy for me is, well, is that all we can have?
Spice on everything or nothing?
Nothing.
What about like a spicy cheesecake? Oh, yeah. That actually might be interesting.
I'd rather not have spice ever again than destroy all my food with just spice.
Yeah.
Because your kids and all would be in a jocker.
You eat loads of chewing gum?
Not really.
What if your chewing gum was spicy? That'd be disgusting.
Oh, you actually can get spicy chewing gum.
What about your smokes? Spicy smokes?
They don't really eat them though.
You do.
I hate them.
Spicy smokes now. Ooh. I'm trying to think of something that you might eat that's not usually spicy. Water.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Imagine filling a glass of water and then drinking that and then just go, oh, fuck. There'd be no cool in your mouth down.
There's loads of things you wouldn't have was spicy, like cereal.
Ooh, imagine Weetabix with chili flakes on it.
Yeah.
That's just like, you have to eat that. If you ever want to eat cereal, it has to be spicy. Like, you're getting rid of spice here. Clear answer.
Complete 180. I'd just skip breakfast.
Nah.
I'd have to have spice. I couldn't not have spice. Thanks for your question, though.
They're the ones we like.
Yeah. Thought provoking.
Like, they're so fucking good, them ones.
I fucking love them. Man, I just want you. Can you come over to my house in a few days and just like stand at the front door and ask me questions? I'd like that. Place.
Yeah, and then call over to mine after his and then ask me questions. And then Owens.
Go to Owens.
Or else just send them into the email. Stall@goloudnow.com.
That's a better idea.
To know all about responsible drinking.
Yeah, we'll respond for an email.
With the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie. I'll give you that. You can have that one, visit drinkaware.ie. Because I haven't said it in a while.
You have to have
I miss you, Abdul. I miss you, I do.
Ronan in Tip wants to know.
Oh, there's more?
One more.
Yup, Tip.
Would you prefer to be a world-class skateboarder, BMX rider, or Tin Whistle player? You can't make any money from this gift.
Fuck.
Skateboarding. I'd love to be able to do that and show off and just say, I'm class at this. And I walk and dunce.
I don't think there's such thing as a good BMX ride. I think you're just going on a bike.
And so it begins.
You're just cycling. It's just cycling. Would you like a skateboarder? You're doing tricks and everything. But would
you ever see Matt Hoffman?
Yeah,
Matt Hoffman.
Lads on the half pipe.
Anyone can go on a half pipe on a bleeding BMX.
Yeah, well, can you do it and spin around loads of times while you're in the air and land and not kill yourself?
Can you go up a big huge ramp into the air and come off the bike and let the bike just hover in thin air and then just catch it again and jump back on?
Not just hover, spin around also.
Spin around and flip it all over the kip.
Yeah, but you have to go somewhere specifically for. If I was a world class skateboarder, I could hop on my skateboard now and go out and do tricks in town. But if I was a BMXer, then there's nothing you could do. You just cycle around town.
This shows how little you know about BMXing.
It's not.
You don't need to be in a fucking.
You can be doing all sorts of tricks using
everything you can do on a skateboard.
You can't do a kickflip on a BMX.
Yeah. Just boot the thing up in the air.
Yeah.
An ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do an ollie on a BMX.
Well, you can hop around.
They're the exact same on a. They're called the exact same thing on a BMX.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But not that they.
Pop shove it and all.
Fuck off. Yeah. <yeah.
laughs> I swear.
A sack tap. Do a sack tap or a BMX?
I don't know what they're called.
Stand on me nuts there, give you a backer.
Dress up as Darth Maul. Or a skeleton, take your skin off and be a skeleton going around and Tony Hawk's Underground too.
If you were in a pub and someone whipped out a tin whistle and started playing, would you go
randomly, like, or part of a little singing group?
Randomly, if someone was over on the other side of the room and he was with his mates and he goes, "Oh, lads, when you hear this tune," and he whips that out and he starts doing the Lonesome Boat Man,
I'd probably just go like this. For fuck's sake!
You're standing up.
Stop, like. And then I sit back down.
I like that.
You'd like someone start playing a tin whistle?
I'm gonna
pick the match was on.
I'm gonna buy a tin whistle on the way home today. I'm gonna buy a tin whistle and I'm gonna learn how to play the Lonesome Boatman. And I'll come in here next week. And we had a tin whistle in here before, didn't we?
What would you be proving here with this?
So
that you can learn the tin whistle really easy.
But if you come in and you do the whole song in a tin whistle, I think we'll just sit here and just go.
I mean, Joe, they teach kids in what, junior infants play songs in tin whistle?
Yeah.
No one's saying playing any song on the tin whistle is hard.
Well, why is it thrown into the BMX and skateboarding mix?
I don't know.
Just mixing it up a bit.
Yeah.
Just to throw us off, you know? Trick question.
Skateboards, I think, are more impressive. I think you have to be. I think if you stood in a crowd and you done like a few cool tricks on a skateboard, everyone would be like, yeah, "That's pretty good." But you couldn't do that really on a BMX, and nobody would like it if you whipped a tin whistle out. It's like pulling.
You're underestimating the BMX tricks, big time.
If you were standing around, like if you were here, if the only way I could be impressed with a trick on a BMX is if I was in the RDS and he had like a big display, you know what I mean? Otherwise you're just cycling around on a bike, couldn't give a fuck. Pop a few wheelies, think that impresses me.
Jumping off at not Pat,
doing a little bunny hop. Come on now, nothing you can do.
Childish,
silly really, isn't it? BMX, just get a blade and electric bike, for God's sakes. Motocross, that's impressive.
Now that's a sport.
You can hold yourself down there.
No, that's a sport.
Tis.
All right, I've heard enough.
Good. I want to hear enough. Wrap us up.
See you later. Thanks very much for listening. If you have any questions, send them into stall@goaloudnow.com.
Darren's broken. We have to change his battery.
Stall@goaloudnow.com.
How are you? Sorry. You back?
A little nap.
Power nap.